Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. If you mix together Cannae, Agincourt, Normandy, and Armageddon, and then you take that battle and multiply that by 100, you're going to get some idea of the scale of the upcoming deathmatch in the 25th Congressional District of California with a K. There, Katie Hill, she of the bizarrely convoluted relationships and questionable hairbrush perch hygiene, got the old heave-ho by Pelosi after a Red State reporter Jennifer Van Laar's expose of the up-and-coming Democrats' multifaceted relationship choices. Choices so icky they even freaked out the Cali crowd. And now that her former congressional seat snagged from the sleeping GOP in 2018 is going to be the subject of the special election of surpassing specialness. So to get the House back, this swing district is sort of a must-win for the Republicans. To keep the House, it's a must-win for the Democrats. Every hack reporter yearning for a trip to L.A. during the winter is going to be out there reporting on the bellwether to ring all bellwethers. As the hip kids would say, it's going to be lit. So is the GOP ready for this fight? Well, we're talking about the California GOP. So the presumptive answer is no. California's Republicans, all 12 of them, got brutalized in 2018 by a devastating combination of changing Golden State demographics, a flood of Democratic dinero, and the legendary incompetence that has made the state of California's GOP pretty much the French army of modern American politics. Lots of excuses, and the Democrats did ballot harvest. It's legal in the Banana Republic, so why didn't we, GOP, why didn't you guys do that too? Oh, and they were more motivated. Whose fault is that one? Oh, and they had better candidates. Maybe you could not nominate a bunch of losers. But by the time the time for excuses is over. Now it's do or die. And this election is a Katie Hill to die on. The left doesn't want to let this one go. The tech titans are ready to stroke their checks. The media will run interference for the left, and moreover, the district is in the North Valley, meaning it's just a quick limo ride for the Hollywood not-so-smart set to cruise up and do their thing. If you're a 25th district voter, be prepared to be accosted coming out of Trader Joe's by the likes of Alyssa Milano, begging you to vote for whatever near-commie the Democrats put forward. To the extent that washed-up 80s TV stars constitute star power, be prepared to be wowed. So now the national GOP needs to step in to help, both with money and infrastructure, a lot of money, and they need to bring the infrastructure with them. And the former GOP congressman was napping last time, and Katie Hill rolled him. She was able to win a seat that had always been ours and should still be ours, and this was our fault. And the fact that this is a GOP-leaning district that should go red in 2020. So why would the voters, as opposed to the ones who check the box for the polyamorous pinko, support some soft Republican who will go to D.C. and do nothing? Why should they turn out on Election Day if they aren't inspired? We have been burned on the Republican side, again, by the GOP soy puppets who let overpaid campaign consultants who seem to know a lot about draining campaign coffers but don't know anything about winning neuter them and turn them into human puffballs. Who needs a Jeb clone who wants to reach out and solve problems and never, ever takes a stand? This is the kind of butter-spined weakness that's supposed to appeal to the suburban wine mom set. But do you really want to support this punk, a sissy? I mean, do the men of the district want to come out for a candidate who seems like he or she will break into tears if he or she has ever found herself or himself microaggressed? Conservatism, aggressively and unapologetically articulated, always, always wins. No, we're not raising your taxes to buy stuff for illegal aliens. No, we're not making you ditch your Ford Explorer because a bunch of Bay Area weather cultists demand you sacrifice to Gaia. No, we're not sending your kids to get killed in some border dispute between Who Cares Istan and Bingo Badoodle. No, boys pretending to be girls are not going to take all the prizes in your girls' sports leagues. Yes, you're going to get to keep your health insurance and your doctor. Yes, we're going to ensure your kids get taught to read instead of how to complain about their privilege. Yes, we're going to stand up to China. Yes, we're going to defend our border. Those are all winning issues. All you need is a GOP candidate who is really woke and willing to take the heat for articulating them. And whoever this theoretical person is going to be, they have to understand that no matter what, the Democrats will call him or her a racist, sexist, transphobic, Islamophobic, climate denier who supports hunting kids with AR-15s, and she or he has to not give a damn. Our positions win. Infrastructure aside, our candidates often lose because they care what their opponents say and soft-pedal our conservative message. Stop caring. Stop giving a rip. Stop. Start making them take positions that persuadable GOP voters hate. Do like the doctor said, show me the science. Show me what you're talking about. Now, in the 25th District of California, they have a Republican candidate with a proven track record of being tough. His name is Mike Garcia. He's a Navy fighter pilot who smoked jihadi dirt bags while whatever candidate the Dems put forward was wandering around some college campus, introducing his, her, or the self with his, her, Z's pronouns. Mr. Garcia is the real deal. With a solid civilian career, a beautiful family, and no throuple weirdness, he embodies the normality and the kind of forthright conservatism that the 25th District needs. You should, go check him out. And there's no time for shenanigans or vanity candidacies. This is the time to clear the field and rally around the guy who strapped himself to a jet, which is basically just an engine with some wings on it, and then took off to drop bombs on bad people over in the sandbox. He's a warrior. We need a warrior. This fight will make those other special election fights we've won lately look as peaceful and tranquil as one of Katie Hill's naked hairbrushing sessions. Right there in the 25th District of California, this is where the battle begins. This is the one that can turn the tide, demoralize our opponents. How could a Republican possibly win in California with a K? This is one of these bellwether times. And we need to go into this with a win or die outlook. And this, decide we're just not going to be the ones that die today. This is where it could be turned around. And the counterattack can begin. And we can take back the House and stop all of this nonsense. And when we do take back the House, if we do take back the House, then we need to demand that the Republicans we stick in place go to work. All the ones that don't want to work are quitting. They've already quit. They've retired. They've done something. I don't know what they've done. They've left. The ones that remain, we take their leash, we shorten it up real short, and we go attack, and we let them go. We unleash them and let them go. But they know they got to come home. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Gun control did not become politically acceptable until the Gun Control Act of 1968, signed into law by President Johnson. Between 1933, 34, and then there was really not very much going on. The law's primary focus was to regulate commerce in firearms by prohibiting interstate firearms transfers except among licensed manufacturers, dealers, and importers. Today's gun control advocates have gone a lot further, calling for an outright ban on what they call assault rifles like the AR-15. AR does not stand for assault rifle. It stands for Armalite rifle, which is manufactured by a Colt Manufacturing Company. As for being a military assault weapon, our soldiers would be laughed off the battlefield if they came out there carrying AR-15s. Let's take a moment and revisit some FBI stats on homicide, and then you can decide how many homicides would be prevented by a ban on rifles. The FBI lists murder victims by weapon from 2014 to 2018 in their 2018 report on crime in the United States. Turns out that slightly over 2% out of a total of 14,123 homicides were committed with rifles. That's 297. A total of 1,515, or 11% of homicides, were committed by knives. 443 people were murdered with a hammer, a club, or some other bludgeoning instrument. 672 people were beat to death by hand, foot, or fist. Handguns accounted for the most murders, 6,603. And what these stats point out clearly is that the so-called assault weapons ban and mandatory buyback plan that 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful beta male O'Rourke and others call for will do nothing. Nothing. To bring down homicide. More homicides could be prevented by advocating for knife control, hammer control, and we need to ban feet and fists. Gun control, you know, gun controllers believe that easy gun availability is our problem, and they ignore U.S. history. When I went to school, there were guns all over the school, in the parking lot. When I went to school, they used to fire live weapons at the school grounds with a backdrop on the back of it, you know, an impact area. 22s for the JROTC. Yeah. When I went to school, I mean, there was all manner of rifles hanging in racks on this is just in the 70s. I mean, I graduated in 79. I mean, I know I'm ancient, but, you know, come on. I know. I hear you, but work with me on this. Before 1968, you could mail order a gun from Sears or walk into a hardware store or a pawn shop and make a purchase. With truly easy gun availability throughout our history, there was nowhere near the mayhem and mass murder that we see today. So here's my question to all of those who want restrictions placed on gun sales. Were the firearms of yesteryear better behaved than those same firearms are today? See, this is me playing their stupid little game. I'll play your stupid game. It's a silly question because guns are inanimate objects and they have no capacity to act. They have no moral compass. They have no decisions to make. Our primary problem here is a widespread decline in moral value that has nothing to do with guns. Guns are just a thing. That decline includes disrespect for those in authority, disrespect for themselves, you know, oneself, little accountability for antisocial behavior, and the scuttling of religious teachings that reinforce moral values. Now, we could look at that, too. We could look at some of these, you know, some of these elements. If any American who passed away before 1960 were to return to today's America, they would not believe the kind of personal behavior acceptable to bit today. They wouldn't. They wouldn't believe that youngsters could get away with cursing at and assaulting teachers. They wouldn't believe that cities like Philadelphia and Chicago and St. Louis and Baltimore hire hundreds of school police officers, and then in some schools, students must go through metal detectors. I was bussed. I was forcefully integrated into a black neighborhood. We never had anything. As a matter of fact, the only thing we ever had was a white guy. White kid brought a steak knife to school one day. The only time we used to see a policeman at school was when they would be coming to tell, you know, when we were kids, like telling us about trick-or-treating or something. We had to listen to Officer Friendly on safety. So our ancestors also wouldn't believe that we're now debating whether teachers should be armed. Americans who call for stricter gun control know that getting rid of rifles will do very little to take the homicide rate down. Their calls for more restrictive gun laws are part of a larger strategy to outlaw gun ownership altogether. And then you have to wonder what these people have in store for us when they've eliminated our means to defend themselves. Venezuela dictator Nicolas Maduro, he banned private gun ownership in 2012. And right now, the Venezuelans have no way to protect themselves from criminals and government troops who preyed upon them. After Fidel Castro's demand for gun confiscation, he said, Armas para qué, which, guns for what? The Cubans found out about that later on. So, this is not about, I say this all the time. This is not about your safety. It's never been about your safety. It's not about gun control. They're not really interested in controlling guns. As a matter of fact, they understand quite clearly the utility of guns. They intend to have guns. You think Kamala Harris would turn in her handgun that she has? You think Bill Maher would turn in his two handguns that he has? No. No. So, it's a subterfuge. I didn't get to bring this up to Dr. Faria, but them wanting to ban any class of guns, they would take any class of guns they thought they could ban if they thought they could do it, because that gets us used to them banning guns. And the big problem they have is they've already done this one time, and we know what the result of that was, and nothing changed, and crime is down. Crime is down. If the media would stop making these guys into little superstars and everything and get out and stop making all these declarations about, well, the weapon of choice for rampage killers, speed killers, mass shooters, active shooters, whatever they call it, is the AR-15. If they would say it's the single-shot 410 shotgun, I would love to see what that does. Because they're the ones given the cues. They're the ones given the cues. And they're doing that on purpose. They're doing that on purpose. Even they know where most of the killing comes from. They know where most of it comes from. They just don't want to admit it. And, you know, if they did, then they'd have to admit that the thing that they want the most wouldn't work. Then they have to admit they were lying about it in the first place. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A hero from the war in Afghanistan is the latest recipient of the Medal of Honor. President Trump honored Army Master Sergeant Matthew Williams during a ceremony at the White House.
Matt's incredible heroism helped ensure that not a single American soldier died in the Battle of Shock Valley.
The Pentagon has released the first video and images of the raid that killed the leader of ISIS in Syria. At the Pentagon, General Kenneth McKenzie comments on the raid.
The mission was a difficult, complex, and precise raid that was executed with the highest level of professionalism and in the finest tradition of the U.S. military.
Good day on Wall Street as the Fed announced they would cut interest rates by a quarter of a point. The Dow gained 115 points to close at 27,186. The NASDAQ improved 27. The S&P finished up 10. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Let me try that again. I thought that sounded too good. I swear I hit that button. I swore I hit the button. Coming to you live from the AR500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I did the best rejoinder that you guys didn't hear because I didn't hit the button. But that's okay. That's the drama of live radio. Every now and again, I look at somebody, and I mean, like the beleaguered police chief of Chicago, Eddie Johnson. He's come out and he has said exactly what needs to be said. He's talked about how the judges in Chicago let these guys out. They've identified what 1,400 to 1,700 individuals that they say are causing all the carnage. They know who they are. And, you know, I don't know how good they are as far as being cops, as far as being a police department, but I support law enforcement. So, despite all of this, when you got somebody who gets, you know, sometimes you look at somebody in a position where they could have some influence over the situation, even if they're in a leftist area like Chicago. And they come out there and they say something that's pretty plain, pretty blunt, and you have hope. You have a moment of hope. And then they show themselves. They're just like the broken clock. They were right twice a day. But the other 22 hours, just wrong. So, given the record that Chicago has of failing to protect the lives of black people in the inner city. The police chief of Chicago, Eddie Johnson, boycotted a national police convention in Chicago because of Trump's bad values. Orange man bad. The president, who loves a good rhubarb, got up there and said last year 565 people were murdered in Chicago. Since Eddie Johnson has been police chief, more than 1,500 people have been murdered in Chicago and 13,067 people have been shot. And that's all true. And to put that in perspective, from 2016 to 2018, a total of 48 Americans have died in Afghanistan. The number of Americans wounded in the same period isn't readily available, but, you know, the ratio of killed to wounded in Afghanistan is about 1 to 10 from 2001 to 2014. So a reasonable estimate would be roughly 500 Americans wounded in the same 3 years in Afghanistan. So in Afghanistan, 48 killed, 500 wounded. In Chicago, 1,500 people murdered, 13,000 people wounded. So that means that for the last 3 years in Chicago, there have been 11.8 murders for every American soldier killed in Afghanistan. It also means that in that same period, roughly 26 Chicagoans were shot for every American soldier wounded in Afghanistan. America, they're all, I mean, while I'm sitting around being accused of being a racist, and I'm being accused of being a this and a that, and a, you know, and a killer and all these other things, I recoil in sheer loathing looking at this. The vast majority of the victims in Chicago are black. 82.7% of homicide victims in Chicago are black. 12.3% Hispanic, 3.5% white, and 1.5% unknown. The racial breakdown in Chicago is 45% white, 32.9% black. So a black individual, probably a black young male, they're roughly 2.5 times more likely to be shot or killed than a white individual. And despite them being slaughtered in the streets of Chicago, or Chirac, as they like to call the city, because they said it was safer to be in Iraq than Chicago, the same police chief who condemns Trump's values has failed to stop the bloodbath. In fact, the police have charged a suspect in only roughly 10% of murders in 2019. I will say something about that in just a little bit. But this is one more example of how Democrat policies hurt black America, though. Now, it's great that Trump is willing to point out the fact that while Democrats keep saying they care and that they especially care about minorities, their policies result in an amazing level of suffering for black America. So whatever values the superintendent of police of Chicago has that led him to boycott Trump, they're not aligned with what's best for black people that live in Chicago. Maybe, you know, if you listen, I understand some of the problems they face. I mean, one of the reasons that they only charge somebody 10% of the time is because nobody tells them anything. Nobody will lead them to get, and that's because of the revolving door, because they know these people they might turn in are going to be out, and they'll be coming looking for them. So it's a very difficult situation the police find themselves in. Very difficult. You know, plenty of eyewitnesses to a lot of this stuff. Nobody ever comes forward. None of the eyewitnesses ever come forward. They don't want to talk. And they don't want to talk because they're afraid. I get it. But while we're looking at this 10% ratio of them charging, let's understand why. They're not there when these murders are happening. A lot of that is occurring because of the Ferguson effect, though. I mean, the police are not going to ride into those areas by themselves. They're not going to be one man in a car and go in there by themselves. They're going to be two men in a car. They want five cars. And they all want to be strapped. I mean, they want to be strapped for combat. They want the plates, and they want the rifles, and, you know, they want the iPro, the EarPro, communications. They want it all. They want to get in there quick, and they want to get out of there quicker because they're afraid. They don't want to go in there. Once, though, just once. If a black American who supports Democrats could explain to me why they support Democrats, come join me. Come to my town. Move here if you can. You're an American to me. I don't care what color you are. Come where you can defend yourself. Where you want, where you have less of a need to defend yourself, but you still can, you'll have all the rights you need. Don't stay there and empower these people, these Democrats. They're black and white, too. I mean, they, you know, but, you know, 32.9% of Chicago is black. 82.7% of the people get killed in Chicago are black. Why are we not, why isn't Black Lives Matter out against the Democrats? Because in Chicago, black lives don't matter. Do you see that? Do you get that, BLM? Do you get that, Antifa? Right, well, Antifa maybe not so much. They, yeah. They, they're something else. But you know, black America is a prop to the Democrats. They're a prop. The thing that I love the most is to see all of America prosper and to do well. And, you know, I don't like all of this micromanaging that goes on. And black America, you need to throw that aside because it's costing you a lot. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Eid. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Is there anybody... texting while you're driving spot, I have to take off my headphones when that one's on. Not because of its volume or anything, but because it just makes me grimace so badly. It's just horrible. Horrible. I do not text while... As a matter of fact, my phone will not. And your phone should not take text while you are driving. Ever. But let's move on. I witnessed a little piece the other day that I just want to share with you because it was such brilliant psychological warfare. Such brilliance. When Trump got on Twitter and put a picture of the Army canine and praise the wonderful dog, name not declassified, did such a great job in capturing and killing the leader of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. That was beautiful. I mean, that's not something you teach somebody to do. That kind of psychological warfare, you either know how to do it, or you know. Because it's a twofer. It's a twofer. For us here in the United States, see, I have dogs, and I love my dogs. I love them. So, for me, this is good domestic politics. Most people, America loves their dogs, tugging at the hearts of Americans who love their canine friends. Muslims are taught that dogs are unclean. I'm trying to figure out what kind of dog this is. Is he a Belgian Malinois or whatever he is? But, I mean... He's one of these working dogs. But Muslims have, you know, to have al-Baghdadi taken down by an unclean animal is an extra dose of humiliation. Something akin to the perhaps story of General Blackjack Pershing ordering Muslim terrorists he was fighting in the Philippines in the late 19th century to be buried with pig carcasses in order to prevent their entry into heaven. This is the kind of thing. And for those of you who are sitting out there going, how barbaric? Well, listen. When we're talking about combat and war, the only way to win a war is to defeat an enemy, and one of those ways to do it is to take away his will to fight. That's why we had to drop atomic bombs or nuclear weapons on Japan, because we could not take their will to fight until we did that. So, Prophet Muhammad hated dogs, maybe because his earlier career as a caravan raider, he would have been frustrated by dogs' warning of the intruders coming to attack and steal. You can see this on various streets throughout the Western world where there will be somebody walking dogs. And they'll pass by maybe a group of Muslim women. And you'll see a mixture of attraction and horror. But here's a sample of the dog hatred in Islamic scripture. Abd Allah B. Mughafal reported the apostle of Allah as saying, "We were dogs, not a species of creature. I should command that they all be killed, but kill every pure black one." Then we have the prophet did not order the killing of all of the dogs, for some to be retained for hunting and watching. He ordered to kill the jet black ones. They might be more mischievous among them. Ivan Mughafal reported Allah's messenger ordered the killing of dogs and then said, "What is the trouble with them, the people of Medina? How dogs are nuisances to them, the citizens of Medina." He then permitted keeping of dogs for hunting and the protection of herds and for the protection of cultivated land. Then we have the messenger of Allah ordered killing of dogs and then said, "What about them, about other dogs?" And then granted concession to keep the dogs for hunting and the dog for security of the herd and said, "When the dog licks the utensil, wash it 7 times and rub it with earth the 8th time. Abu Zubair heard Jabir Abdullah saying, "Allah's messenger ordered us to kill dogs, and we carried out this order so much so that we also killed the dog roaming with women from the desert." Then Allah's apostle forbade their killing. He said, "It is your duty to kill the jet black dog for having 2 spots on their eyes, for it is the devil." But that was brilliant as far as a piece of psychological warfare to put that out there for the world to see. Segway to Atlanta, Georgia. The attorney who was successful in persuading the Georgia Supreme Court to send a gun rights case back to the lower courts has put the Atlanta Falcons on notice that its ban on guns is not permitted under state law. In light of the court, let's see, John Monroe writing on behalf of his clients, GeorgiaCarry.org Incorporated, wrote October 22nd to Michael J. Egan, Senior Vice President and General Counsel, I guess, of the Atlanta Falcons. In light of the court's ruling, the Falcons may not prohibit firearms at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Ruling Monroe referred to is from Georgia Carey's complaint against the Atlanta Botanicals Garden. The issue is that while private property owners may ban customers from bringing guns onto their premises, entities that lease public property may not do so. This case stems from an incident involving Philip Evans, a firearms license holder from Gwinnett County, who was escorted off the grounds of the Atlanta Botanical Garden for bringing a gun in the holster of his waistband. So said the Atlanta Business Chronicle. After a series of back and forth with the lower courts over the past 5 years, it resulted in the Georgia Court of Appeals upholding the gun ban. The state Supreme Court declared the Court of Appeals should not have dismissed the lawsuit by summary judgment rather than considering the merits of the case. Evans wrote in his Pursuit of Patriotism blog, "There have been an awful lot of leases of public property out there, and I'm wondering if each one must be litigated. I suppose so, it would seem. 4 times the word private was inserted before property in the weapons law, in order to ensure that local governments could not do an end run around state preemption by leasing public property to a private entity. Looks pretty clear, right? I understand that the stadium is owned by the Georgia World Congress Authority and licensed through the Atlanta Falcons Stadium Company as a usufruct. And based on that information, it is a violation of Georgia law for the Falcons to ban holder of Georgia weapons carry licenses from carrying weapons at the stadium. I am requesting that you eliminate your policy so that this matter may be resolved without litigation. I request a response by November 1st, 2019. Well, you can expect there will be a response, and it will reflect that the Falcons and the entire NFL, they have an utter hostility to guns in private hands. We're talking about a league that bans its own personnel from having the means of defense in workplace settings. They allow its licensed trademarks to be used to promote fan disarmament. The NFL and the Falcons reiterate their distrust for those who pay the bills by making them carry clear plastic bags into the stadium. And in a move that can only politely be described as ironic, the NFL hired former ATF director and Fast and Furious lead B. Todd Jones as a counsel for player misconduct. Gun owner Evans said things are looking up for liberty here in Georgia. Let's hope the Georgia General Assembly has the fortitude to allow liberty to continue to bloom and not pour any poison on it. I would expect the Falcons and the NFL to marshal all the resources they can to fight this in the courts and to press for legislative change. The last time the NRA annual meeting was held in Atlanta, it was held right beside Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And there were guns everywhere. And, you know, I'm sure that was an adventure for those people. Don't you think? I would think so, yeah. But I would hope that nobody in Georgia decides to test their security right now. But I got to ask, why would any gun owner pay for the privilege of swapping inalienable rights for trivial bread and circuses is something I've never, you know, I've never been able to fathom in the first place. I don't go to things like that. I've been to professional sporting events. I've been to races. I've been to these other things. And I can actually see more of the race in my living room. I can see more of the game in my living room. And I don't have to worry about the guy to the left, the guy in front, the guy to the right, the guy behind. I don't have to worry about any of that. I don't have to worry about my nose bleeding from the section I'm sitting in. I can do whatever I like. I can mix whatever I like. I can have whatever I like. And I can carry whatever I like. And, you know, that's a very soft target, a sports stadium. They've made movies about that. Coming up next, we're going to go into the third hour. And, of course, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten because we haven't talked to him yet this week. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanted to talk and all the wisdom he shared.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.